This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahu bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Amma ba'd, we continue the tafsir of Surah Ar-Rum. Previously, we gave the tafsir of the first 18 verses. Okay? And the last two verses that we have spoken about are فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشيا وحين تظهرون. And we said فسبحان, this is a مصدر. A مصدر, what did we say? A مصدر, a verbal noun. Yeah? To establish that Allah جل وعلا, or to declare that Allah جل وعلا is free from any imperfection. And we said that Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned it here as a fact, فَسُبْحَانَ. Yeah? It is not as if it is a command, but it implies a command, or it implies the commandment. So as if Allah Jalla wa Ala said, you need to make tasbih of Allah Jalla wa Ala. فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. That Allah Jalla wa Ala declared that he is free from any perfection. And he put it in, as we said, in a verbal noun in this masdar format in order to make that it is a fact, in order to say that it is a fact. And this fact is established in the morning and in the evening. This fact is established in the morning and in the evening. حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. When you enter the masa, the evening, and when you enter the sabah. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, and to him belongs all types of praise. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ. All types of praise, فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ. In the heavens and on earth. وَعَشِيَّ. So as we said last time, فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, in terms of the place. And وَعَشِيَّ وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. If we go for the interpretation that wa'ashiyya is the very darkest point of the night, and wahina tudhirun is the very lightest point in the daytime. Yes? So it encompasses the time as well. So in terms of the place and in terms of the time, lahu alhamd, hamd. All types of praise belong to him, jalla wa'ala. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. For those who understand Arabic, maybe there is a point here, but I will not go through it, but just يعني, for your information. When Allah جل وعلا said, وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ, yes, this وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ is different from فَسُبْحَانَ. فَسُبْحَانَ is a verbal name. It is an established tasbih. Yeah, of Allah Jalla wa Ala. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ, حَمْد belongs to him. So there is a مُغَايَرَ. Why? With tasbih, Allah Jalla wa Ala said it as سُبْحَانَ. And وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, he did not say وَحَمْدًا لَهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Yeah? وَحَمْدًا لَهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Mm-hmm. Allah alam, why is this difference? But it might be, this is my own understanding, that فَسُبْحَانَ, because it is a well-established fact that everything is making tasbih of Allah Jalla wa Ala. As Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. There is nothing except that makes tasbih of Allah Jalla wa Ala, that declares and that exalted Allah Jalla wa Ala, that declares the purity of Allah Jalla wa Ala from any kind of imperfection. Yes? دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام. On the day when people go to Jannah, when believers go to Jannah, their dua, their kalam, their enjoyment in Jannah is what? Is tasbih. And as Allah Jalla wa Ala, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that the people in Jannah will enjoy the tasbih and the tahmid and the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala more than they enjoy, or this is like their food. So this is, and we also mentioned that Allah Jalla wa Ala says, يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And as we said, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. That everything is making tasbih of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Everything, including what? Including even the disbelievers. In reality, their bodies are making what? Tasbih of Allah Jalla wa Ala. That's why we always say that when we give da'wah to disbelievers, we should put in our minds that in reality, their bodies are testifying that there is no God but Allah Jalla wa Ala. But they don't want to accept this fact, which also means that we have a powerful argument and we should never feel inferior when we had any kind of debate with disbelievers, because they are trying to deny what their own bodies are testifying. Yes, this is the tasbih of Allah Jalla wa Ala, that Allah Jalla wa Ala created in everything. And Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned that everything is making tasbih, other than living beings, like the heavens, the earth, the mountains, the trees, the sea, the water, rivers, etc., etc. Everything is making tasbih of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Which also means that, subhanallah, we as Muslims have the entire universe with us. We have the entire universe with us. And hence, no need for any Muslim to feel inferior or to feel afraid of the plot of the disbelievers, whatever they do. Because at the end of the day, the entire universe, including their bodies, are with us, not with the enemies of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And this gives the person confidence, and this gives the person a very positive feeling, and this will also, it stops any kind of inferiority a person may feel against or in front of any of the enemies of Allah Jalla wa Ala. As we said, Allah Jalla wa Ala said here, فَسُبْحَانَ, like it is a fact, فَسُبْحَانَ. And وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ, hamd belongs to him, Jalla wa Ala. Normally with alhamd, Allah Jalla wa Ala adds it to la, means it belongs to him. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. الْحَمْدُ belongs to Allah. الْحَمْد is for Allah. All types of praise or praises belong to Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions it in this way, different from فَسُبْحَانَ, yes, or فَسَبِّح, as if it is what? As we said maybe last time, that if Allah Jalla wa Ala wants to establish that tasbih is established on his earth, and you need to make tasbih, he wants to say that, by the way, وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ, he doesn't need your tasbih. Hamd, all types of praise belong to him, Jalla wa Ala. He is the one who should be thanked, Jalla wa Ala. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. We mentioned that some scholars, it was attributed to Ibn Abbas that he was making tafsir of this ayah when Nafi' asked him about the Salawat al-Khams. He told him, he asked him, do you find the Salawat al-Khams mentioned in the Quran? And the riwayah, this narration, said that Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu read this ayah or these ayat. فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ, referring to the five daily prayers. And the morning and the evening, it is clear, it is referring to what? To Salat al-Subh and Salat al-Maghrib. وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. In one interpretation, it refers to عَشِيًّا, it refers to Salat al-Isha, وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ, it is referring to Salat al-Dhuhr. This is one interpretation. The other interpretation is that it is not referring, that Ashiya is the evening, not the darkest point at night. Ashiya, is the evening in general. And Wahina Tudhirun is the daytime, before the evening. The difference is minor between both of them. So this is one interpretation. The other interpretation, that those are not referring to As-Salawat al-Khamsa, but they are referring to the remembrance of Allah Jalla wa Ala and the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala in general, and it refers, or those verses refer to both tasbih, fa subhanallah, and tahmid. And normally tasbih comes with what? Followed by tahmid. Normally tasbih is followed by what? Tahmid. Tayyib. Or they come together, tasbih and tahmid. As you know that the Prophet ﷺ said, kalimatani khafifatani ala lisan, two words, very light on the tongue, very heavy on the scale of the person on the day of resurrection. And they are very beloved to Allah Jalla wa'ala. What are they? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the best kalam, or ahabbul kalam, the most beloved kalam to Allah Jalla wa'ala is what? Arba. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wallahu akbar wa la ilaha illallah. The Prophet ﷺ, in one narration of this hadith, said, it doesn't matter which one you start with. You say subhanallah or alhamdulillah first, it doesn't matter. But these are the most beloved kalam to Allah Jalla wa'ala. And the Prophet ﷺ said, for me to say subhanallah is better than what? The entire dunya. لأن أقول سبحان الله خير مما طلعت عليه الشمس. سبحان الله. Just سبحان الله. Best, better than the entire dunya. That's why طيب ذكر الله جل وعلا is the best of deeds. It's the best of deeds. Especially if it is ذكر by not the tongue and the heart, as we said. And there are many narrations regarding the virtues of dhikrullah jalla wa'ala, and in particular the tasbih. You can read them, they are there in the books. But one amazing hadith, my dear brothers, I'll mention maybe two or three. One of the amazing hadith about tasbih. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khuslatan, two branches of al-iman. They are very simple, yet you might not be able to establish them frequently. وَلَا تُحْصُوهَا. طيب. And they are very simple. No one keeps doing them except he will what? Be granted Jannah. They said, what are they, Ya Rasulullah? Look at this. SubhanAllah. Look at this, my dear brothers, my dear sisters. The Prophet ﷺ said, after Salah, you say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Sorry, he said, you say Subhanallah 10 times. Alhamdulillah 10 times, and Allahu Akbar 10 times. After each Salah. So this is 30 after the Salah. After each Salah, this will be what? 150. The Prophet ﷺ said, فهذه مئة وخمسون في اللسان وألف وخمسمائة في الميزان. This is 150 by your tongue, and it is 1,500 hasana in your scale. Yeah? As we said, that it is the generosity of Allah Jalla wa Ala that He doesn't give one hasana. There is nothing. The malaika, subhanallah, the rahmah of Allah Jalla wa Ala. The angels, my dear brothers and sisters, they don't have something called ahad. Yeah, except for sayyat. For hasanat, yes, they give in tens. The malaika don't give. Allah commanded them not to give in singles. The hasanat. Just anything hasana you do, the smallest hasana you do, you will get 10. Yeah? So the Prophet ﷺ said this is 150 by your tongue and it is what? 1,500 in your scale. And then he said, وَإِذَا آوَى أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَى فِرَاشِهِ. And when you go to bed, just before going to bed, you make tasbih 33 times. And tahmid 33 times. And takbir 33 times. This is what? Yes? Or takbir 34 times. This is what? مِئَةٌ بِاللِّسَانِ. This is hundreds, yeah? 100. Okay? And the Prophet ﷺ said, فَهَذِهِ مِئَةٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَأَلْفٌ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. And 1,000 hasana in your scale. Are you following? Then the Prophet ﷺ said, فَأَيُّكُمْ يَعْمَلُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ 2,500 سَيِّئَةٍ. Whose among you will commit every day 2,500 سَيِّئَةٍ. Yeah? Because you earned minimum what? 2,500 what? Hasana. You need to overweigh that by what? 2,500 what? Sayyi'a. Who among you will commit 2,500 sayyi'a every day? Yeah? It means that this person is really an evil person. As we said in the other hadith, فَوَيْلٌ لِمَنْ غَلَبَتْ أَحَادُهُ عَشَرَاتِ. Woe to the person whose hasanat, the singles, the sayyat, the singles, have what? Overweighed his what? Hasanat, the tens. Yeah? So the Prophet ﷺ said, who is going to commit on a daily basis 2,500 what? Sayyat. Then they said, Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Rasul Allah, how come la nuhsiha? How come we cannot establish them, on a daily basis? Look at this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when you finish your prayer, the shaitan will come to you and will say to you, go, quick. Yeah? Get up. You have something to do. You have something to catch. So you will stand up and go leave before what? Before saying them. Are we following? And the shaitan will come to you when you are on your bed and makes you sleep, close your eyes. Yeah? You will close your eyes before what? Saying them, you lost it. Is it clear? This is subhanallah. We are in a battle. Yeah? A battle not with Prevent or CTS or Theresa May. No, we are battle with what? With the shaitan. This is the biggest battle. This is the biggest battle with the shaitan. طيب. So the shaitan is trying his best to what? To stop us from doing hasanat and what? Influence us to do what? Sayyi'at. And then, yes, on the day of resurrection, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتَكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. Don't blame me, you blame yourselves. I had no authority above you. I was calling you, encouraging you to do sayyi'at. You did them. Yes? فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. It's your fault. Yeah? It's your fault. Why did you listen to me? Yes? Are we following this? Why do we listen to the shaytan? And then the shaytan is what? When we commit the sayya, he's standing there and he said, I got him. He's laughing. Yeah? The shaytan, as Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, as it happened with Imam Ahmad, his son, yes, said to him, when Imam Ahmad was on his deathbed, yeah, he was saying, Laysa ba'd, laysa ba'd. Yeah? Not yet, not yet. When he was on his deathbed. So he were sometimes to faint and to lose conscious and yeah, then to wake up. Then his son told him, My father, what is this? He said, What is it? He said, When you faint or you lose conscious, you say, Laysa ba'd, not yet, not yet. What is that? He said, The shaytan was coming to me on his deathbed. And he is telling him on his deathbed, I lost you. Yeah, I could not get you. I could not get you. Futtani ya Ahmad. Yeah, I missed the chance to get you. And Imam Ahmad used to say, no, not yet. You still have a chance, which is what? Just before I die. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. He's your enemy. Take him as your enemy. Okay, so this is one amazing hadith about the tasbih. Is it clear, my dear brothers? And this is a proof that the tasbih, when you pray, okay, irrespective of the disagreement about when do you say your tasbih, make sure that you make your tasbih after salah while you are what? Sitting. Don't go and say, well, some other scholars said, forget about what scholars said. Be on the safe side in terms of your hasanat. The scholars will not help you on the day of resurrection. Make sure that you earn your hasanat. Yes, yeah, brothers? And subhanallah, in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ did not say subhanallah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times. They are mentioned in other ahadith. Yeah? Tasbih after salah 33 times, 33 times, 33 times are mentioned in what? Other ahadith. Yeah? But in this hadith, 10 times. Wallahi, my dear brothers, it will not take from you 1 minute. Yeah, subhanallah, 10 times. Try it. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Yes, each one 10 times. It will not take all of them 1 minute from you. And then, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And then you read ayat al-kursi. All of this will not take 1 minute. And how much you will get? This much amount of reward. Yeah? And before going to bed, it was mentioned that one of the scholars, he was going to bed, and then when he was about to sleep or he slept, then he just stood up and he was so sleepy. Yeah. So he started to walk in the room. Yes. In order to make his tasbih before he goes to bed. So sometimes if you are so, yani, feel sleepy, just before you put your head on the pillow, make sure that you make your tasbih in a position that you can finish your tasbih. Yeah. And you know the hadith of Ali bin Abi Talib when he said that he got married to Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ, and they were poor. And Fatima was grinding the wheat, etc., preparing the flour and cooking it by her own hands, the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ. So she said to him, Ali, come on, look what happened to my hands. He said, Fatima, look at me, okay, I'm poor, I have no money. Okay, what shall I do? Look, I'm working as well. So then Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha said, okay, why don't you go to you to your father, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he got some slaves from al-Bahrain or from some areas. Let him send a khadim, yes, a servant for us. So he said, go, no, not me, you go, no, I'm embarrassed to go, no, you go. Then Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha decided to go. So she went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wallahi, this is the, what, tayyib, this is not the wealth of يعني, me and my grandparents, and yeah, I'm doing you a favor. لا, this is the wealth of what? Muslimin. I'm distributing it. إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمْ. I just a distributor of the wealth of the Muslimin. When your share comes, I'll give you, but now there is no share for you. So Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, this is his beloved daughter, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَمُلَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ كَثِيرٌ وَلَمْ يَكْمُلْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا what? أربع. Yes? من الرجال there were many perfect men, and from women there are only four perfect what? Women. Who are they? As you know, Asia and Maryam, and from this ummah, Khadija, and who? Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Yeah? The most beloved, one of the most beloved ladies to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that one time I saw Fatima coming, wallahi ma tukhti'u mashyataha mashyata Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I saw her coming and she was walking exactly like her father, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Anyway, so this is the most beloved one, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah? She is asking him for a servant, and he says, well, I had no one to offer you. Yani, I can't offer you any help. I cannot offer you any yani servant. So she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She came to her husband, and he said, Fatima, what is yani the news? She said, wallahi, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Then he said, what can we do? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So they went to bed. Yeah, in the night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in the evening, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to them. He felt that Fatima was what? Yani, a bit disappointed, or maybe, or he might have felt this. So he went to them. Yeah, so he came to them, and they were about to sleep. And when they were about to sleep, look at this. طيب, they were obviously husband and wife sleeping in the same place. They did not have enough cover to cover their what? Yes, to cover their feet. To cover their feet. So the Prophet ﷺ sat next to their feet, or in one narration, he sat next to their heads. They were about to come and to greet the Prophet ﷺ. He said, "Ala rislukuma," just okay, you are about to sleep, continue. Then he said to them, shall I tell you about a better than a servant? Shall I tell you about something that is better than all of this that you are asking for? And they said, what is, ya Rasulullah, what is that? He said, تسبحون الله وتحمدون الله. Yes, وتكبرون الله. تسبحون الله 33 times, وتحمدون الله 33 times, and وتكبرون الله 34 times before you go to bed. That is better than everything that you have asked for. So the Prophet ﷺ followed the matter with them, and he gave them what? He gave them another alternative for what they have asked. And this shows that at the end of the day, dunya is dunya. طيب. Dunya is dunya, is worthless. Okay, so anyway, this is one of the amazing hadith about tasbih. Another amazing hadith, just one hadith more. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was sitting with his companions, and he said to them, أَيَعْجَزُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَكْسِبَ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ أَلْفَ حَسَنَةٍ. They said, how, ya Rasulullah? He said, is it difficult for any of you to earn every day 1,000 hasana? They said, how come, ya Rasulullah? How can we earn every day 1,000 hasana? He said, تسبحون الله or تقولون سبحان الله وبحمده. Yes, 100 times Allah will give you 1,000 hasana, and Allah will remove from you what? 1,000 sayyah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Not even subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. And as I always say, if you say it, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah wa bihamdi quickly, it will take you, what? 2 minutes. 2 minutes. طيب. And in the other hadith, the best of you is the one who is making tasbih. In the morning, 100 times, and in the evening, what? 100 times. No one can supersede or beat this person on the day of resurrection except the person who what? Who did the same and more. Yeah? So you do it as, yeah, okay, as groups. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim, 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, and so on. Or whatever you can. Whatever you can. So these are some of the virtues of the tasbih and the tahmid. فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. My dear brothers, just يعني, a quick point about Alhamd. Yes, all types of praise, all praises belong to who? Belong to Allah. Yes, my dear brothers, we should not feel, yes, so grateful to anyone except Allah. Yeah? If we need to thank people, we should be grateful to them, but it is not the utmost, what? Gratefulness. It is not the utmost, yani, shukr. That's why the scholar said, Alhamd is different from shukr. Alhamd is of a higher level of what? Of thanking. Yeah, there is thanking Allah, and then there is what? Alhamdulillah. Alhamd is more comprehensive than just thanking Allah Jalla wa'ala. It includes meanings of glorifying Allah Jalla wa'ala and attributing all types of goodness to Him Jalla wa'ala. Yeah, and this is one of the signs of al-Iman. Even if you feel that someone has given you, yeah, or has made any kind of favor, yeah, طيب, for you, don't feel so grateful to him. You need to thank him, and you need to be grateful to him. But in your heart, yes, you should establish what? And declare it clearly that all praises belong to Allah Jalla. Is this clear, your brothers? Sometimes we forget to thank Allah Jalla wa'ala. And the believer, he needs to thank Allah Jalla wa'ala, yes, after any kind of ni'mah. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praised those who make hamd of Allah Jalla wa'ala after what? Yes, after they eat their food. Anyway, طيب, just we are running after time. طيب, this is وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala said, يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. He brings out the living from the dead, and he brings the dead from the living, and he also gives life or revives the earth after its death. Yes, وَيُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. And like this, and thus shall you be brought out. You will be brought out like this. Here, Allah Jalla wa'ala is mentioning a very important one of its attributes, Jalla wa'ala, that he is the one who brings dead out of what? Out of living. And vice versa. Living out of dead. So if Allah Jalla wa'ala, mentioned it both in order to what? In order to reflect that in order to declare that Allah Jalla wa'ala does everything, don't think that Allah Jalla wa'ala does something but not the other side or not the other. Yes, Allah Jalla wa'ala can do everything, and Allah Jalla wa'ala brings, yes, the haya, the hay, the living from the dead, and also brings the dead from the living. Now this, as some scholars, as the scholars said, it has two interpretations. The first one, Allah Jalla wa'ala brings, yes, anything tangible that is what? That is living. From what? From dead. As Allah Jalla wa'ala says in the ayah after that, He created Adam from what? From dust. So dust is what? Is dead. He created Adam who is living from what? From dust. Yeah? He, as also some scholars said, yeah, he brings the chicken from the egg. The egg looks like dead. Yeah? طيب, this is some scholars said this. يعني dead, what is apparent, not in a matter of fact. Some other scholars said that even the earth is, it looks as if it is dead. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala sends rain, and then you will see crops coming out of what? Of the earth. Where do they come from? Allah Jalla wa'ala yukhriju al-hayya min al-mayyit. And the opposite. Allah Jalla wa'ala takes out what? The mayyit from the hay. Okay. Brings out dead from living is not yani a miracle. No. It is a miracle. But not only it is a miracle. Allah Jalla wa'ala wants to say that don't think that Allah Jalla wa'ala is able to do something but not the other thing. Moreover, Allah Jalla wa'ala wants to say that, okay, don't think that the hay is definitely going to bring hay. A living is definitely going to what? To give birth to a hay. Allah Jalla wa'ala can make this living person, yes, produces something that is what? That is dead as well. This is one interpretation. The other interpretation is Allah Jalla wa'ala is saying that Allah Jalla wa'ala brings the believer from the disbeliever and also brings a disbeliever from a believer. Yeah? Al-hayy means what? Believer. Al-mayyit is what? Disbeliever. Yes? And as Allah Jalla wa'ala brought so many of the companions who are what? Believers from their fathers who were what? Disbelievers. Khalid ibn al-Walid, yes, Ikrima ibn Abi Jahl. Ikrima, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is his father? Abu Jahl, the Fir'aun of this ummah. Yeah? Umm Kulthum ibn Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayyad, the one who used to torture the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His daughter ran away from him, from Mecca, yeah, to Medina, migrating to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Okay? And there are many examples, as you know. And also, Allah Jalla ala brings out disbelievers from believers. Yeah? Nuh alayhi salam, he was a prophet. His son what? His son was a disbeliever. Yes? طيب. You know the story of Nuh alayhi salam anyway. طيب. So this is يعني, this is the second interpretation. Allah Jalla wa'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. According to the first interpretation, that Allah Jalla wa'ala brings the living from the dead, yeah, and the dead from the living, Allah Jalla wa'ala will what? Yes? Allah Jalla wa'ala, either He brought you up like this, or He will bring you up later like this. Yes? Because here it is a mudari'. وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ يعني means continuously. Which can refer that this is the status. How you are what brought up. طيب? Which means this is how the way you were brought up and this is the way you will be brought up. Okay? طيب. This is the way it means that Allah will bring you up after you are dead. Allah Jalla wa Ala will bring you up from what? From the dead earth. Because after you die, the tailbone will remain. And Allah Jalla wa Ala will what? Will send rain, and then you will grow. We will grow up from this what? From these bones. Allah Jalla wa Ala will reconstruct us, create us from what? From this, these dead bones. Okay? وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. If we say that this refers to the believer from the disbeliever, and the disbeliever from the believer, then وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ, يعني this what happens to you normally. طيب, okay, that there are believers who come from disbelievers and disbelievers who come from believers. Okay, طيب. And some مفسرين said وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ, this shows that the first interpretation is stronger, which is what? To take, to bring the living from the dead, and the dead from the living, yes, and later on you will be brought as living beings from what? From the dead tailbones. Yeah? Is it clear? طيب. Again, the scholars mention this ayah and refer to qiyas, analogy. Yeah, and they said this is one of the ayat that is considered to be approved for what? Qiyas, analogy. Allah Jalla wa Ala gave an example, and then he said, and if you look at the example, you can apply it on another what? Situation. طيب, which is what? Which is qiyas. This is the example. And because this example you have seen it, you can easily understand the similar example because of the similarities between both of them. And this is what? This is nothing but qiyas. طيب, extension, one ruling to cover other rulings because of similarities between both of them. Okay. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, then Allah Jalla wa Ala started to talk about his signs. Yeah? Allah Jalla wa Ala glorified himself first, established or declared his perfection, Jalla wa Ala, okay, in a few verses. And then now Allah Jalla wa Ala wants to drag the attention of people to what? To his signs, to perfect the discussion, or to complete the discussion about his perfection, yes, Jalla wa Ala. طيب. And some scholars said, some mufassirin said, that those ayat are talking about his power, Jalla wa Ala. طيب. Yeah, anyway, his power, or these are in general signs that will drag the attention of people to believe in him, and after they reflect on those ayat or those signs that Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned. Six of them. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. This is the first one. And then the second one is وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. The third one, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْوَانِكُمْ وَأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. Yes. Then the fourth one, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاؤُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. Yes, the fifth one, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَيُحْيِي بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. And the sixth one, subhanallah, an ayah, if you read it and you know Arabic, you feel haiba, yeah, the awe in your heart. about what Allah Jalla wa Ala is talking about himself or describing himself. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ. Okay, we will come through those ayat. The first ayah, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن خَلَقَ لَكُم مِّنَ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. Among his signs that he created you from what? From dust. Yeah, this is the first one. Among his signs that he created you from dust. We said that this ayah is talking, this surah, sorry, is talking about what? Al-Khalq, a lot. And the power of Allah Jalla wa'ala. And that he overpowered and he overpowers everything. He controls everything. He puts people up and then he puts them what? Down. And he is the only one who is supreme. All the time. He is Al-Ali all the time. No one can affect him, Jalla wa'ala. He creates effect against anyone. Yes? And he is what? He is free from any imperfection or from the influence of anyone. Yeah? He is the one who, he is the only one who is Al-Ali, yes, the highest all the time, Jalla wa'ala. The Romans, they were strong. What happened to them? They were defeated. Al-Khalq, the creation, they were alive, then they become what? Dead. Yeah? They are dead, then Allah Jalla wa'ala give them what? Life. Can you see the theme of the surah? The Romans, they were up, and then they were what? Down. And then, وَمْهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ, after they were what? Down or defeated, they became what? Okay, victorious, up. At the end of this surah, Allah Jalla wa'ala says what? Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min da'fin, thumma ja'ala min ba'di da'fin quwwa. It is amazing, subhanallah. Allah is the one who created you from what? Weakness. And he made after weakness what? Strength. Yes, and after strength, he makes you what? Weak again. And he is the one who remains as what? Al-Qawi, Jalla wa'ala. Yeah? Look at this, yani, the theme of this surah, and Allah Jalla wa'ala is addressing this, yeah, this reality in these different ways, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In those ayat, he said, Allah Jalla wa'ala yukhrij the dead from the living from the dead, and the dead from the living. And he said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, among his signs, that he created you from what? From something that is what? Dead. Which is what? Dust. Which also gives يعني, another fa'ida, another benefit, another lesson that, look, you, yes, you remember the Romans that we have mentioned, and how strong they were, and then they were defeated, and then they defeated those who defeated them. All of you are nothing. All of you are what? Nothing. You were created from what? From dust. What is your value? Dust. All human beings, yes? Kings, queens, strong people, Romans, yeah, British, non-British, Americans, non-Americans. Yeah, all of them are what? Yes, they are created from dust. They were nothing. Yeah, that's why Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned previously, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَثَارُوا الْأَرْضَ وَعَمَرُوهَا أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا عَمَرُوهَا. Remember the verses that, the verse that we have, yeah, explained before. Haven't they troubled to see the people before them? They were stronger than them. Yes? They have inhabited the earth. Yes? And built their buildings, etc., etc. Yes? And they were doing far better. They were maybe, they had more strength than so-called civilization than you, the pagans of Mecca. Yet, when Allah Jalla wa'ala wanted to finish them, Allah Jalla wa'ala finished them easily. Yeah? So you should reflect upon this. So similarly, Allah Jalla wa Ala is mentioning this theme in a different way here. Yeah. Wa min ayati, that He created you from dust. Then He said, فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ سبحان الله. فَإِذَا الْفُجَائِيَةِ The sudden, إِذَا. And then all of a sudden, you became what? Bashar. Human beings. Yeah? Bashar. Okay? Bashar. تَنْتَشِرُونَ You are scattered everywhere. Yeah? It is amazing that human beings were scattered. Where? How? Yeah? All over the universe. All over the universe. How, yani if you were to look at it, how the human beings were scattered, you yani rarely go to any piece of land, any piece of island, except you will find what? People living there. Yeah? طيب, they say that long millions of years ago, if it is true, that the earth were what? In one place. طيب? The solid land, it was what? In one place. Then there were cracks. Yeah? And then America, North America, South America, Africa, etc. Allahu a'lam, this is true or not. طيب, this is true or not. But even if we say that it was just one piece of land together, if that is true, طيب, it was one piece of land together. How the old people, they traveled everywhere in that piece of land. It was huge. Yeah, it was huge. How come they traveled? At that time, they did not have transportation, so they can travel everywhere like this. Mm-hmm. But it is the will of Allah Jalla wa Ala that He what made them to travel and to be scattered everywhere. And it is the qadr of Allah Jalla wa Ala, okay, that He scattered them everywhere. And you know, it is yani one of the amazing things is that why yani when there were cracks and then the continents moved away from each other, that there was no continent that is free from human beings. Yeah, not that all human beings gathered in one place because they want to be together. But it happened that on every continent there were some what indigenous people living there. So when they went to Australia, yeah, to conquer Australia, they find what? The indigenous, the Aborigine there. Right? And then they carried civilized ethnic cleansing. And then they went to America and they again, right, they carried out civilized killing there. Right? In America. And same thing in other places. But anyway, this is one of the signs of Allah Jalla wa'ala that He sent people and they were scattered everywhere on this earth. This is from the signs of Allah Jalla wa ala. طيب, we will stop here. Inshallah, next time we'll go immediately to the ayah of creating the spouses. And we'll talk about marriage, inshallah. طيب, جزاكم الله خيرا. If you have any question, you can ask.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know that when you make the zikr, is it better? I know you should have full concentration, but what if you're doing zikr whilst doing something else? Will you still get
Okay. The question is, during making zikr, what is better, to do zikr with concentration or you can do zikr without concentration? The best thing is to do zikr with concentration. Concentration, yes, it doesn't mean that you close your eyes and doesn't mean like this. But it means that when you say Subhanallah, your heart is saying Subhanallah as well. You are aware of what you are saying. طيب, this is the concentration. This what does concentration mean. Now, if your tongue got used to dhikr, even when you are doing other things and your heart is not focusing on what you said, this is, subhanAllah, this is a blessing from Allah Jalla Ala. Yeah, this is a great blessing from Allah Jalla Ala that you are able to make dhikr of Allah Jalla Ala, yes, while you are doing something else. Yeah, so do both. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.